sports betting, football, and my past is really tragic. I'm chilling with Drake in a basement playing Magic.
Hey, it's Loaf Baskets. I'm here to talk money. Diversify portfolios. Check out my sunny disposition.
In this position,
Benny Loafers
coming at ya.
Good day, folks.
Yo,
it's your boys.
We back.
We're here, and we've been in a state of intense football research, working on my football.
We've been hitting the archives. Studying the tape.
You gotta know where to look for all the latest facts. So we've been sprucing up our knowledge, prepping for a big.
But now we're back in the basement.
We've been out of the basement. We'll bring it back.
We got the tube on.
Tube on, seats reclined, full 180 degrees.
So, Loaf, you ready for the Super Bowl? Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Yeah.
It's coming up. This is the Loaf Baskets Super Bowl special blowout extravaganza.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always thought that the Super Bowl was decided based on Valentine's Day.
Explain that to me, Loaf.
So, basically, everyone's love for football overrides their love for other human beings. Which, you could say, there's some in-between when you consider fantasy football. But
it's kind of like a fantasy love, is what you're saying?
So, like, you decide, do I love my significant other, or do I love my football?
Is this and like a football sexual fantasy love?
No, it's more of a priorities. You know, who do you pay attention to more? I got Miss Baskets waiting at me for home. Like, she upstairs, looking, waiting for me
What's
to come
she doing?
On. Probably watching football. All
right. Well, we had two great football games 2 weeks ago.
Since we've last talked.
Well, actually, there's been a little more than two football games since last talk. But the last two games were the Patriots versus the Colts. Patriots coming out ahead with an easy, pretty easy win.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seahawks coming back.
Pats and the Hawks.
Well, the Seahawks came back to beat the Packers, which was an unexpected comeback.
Would it be confusing if I referred... Does anyone call them the Hawks?
Yeah.
Because I know we're in Chicago... Got those Blackhawks, you know. You don't want to confuse who we're talking about.
Word.
I don't want to be like Patrick Kane threw an interception.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, they slap an interception.
Well, we got some news stories to walk through here.
There's a lot of important current events in football.
Just make sure everyone's in the know.
And these are all to disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
These are all very serious, important, game altering. Headlines.
That's right.
We've only picked the cream of the crop, the tip of the top for you here today.
The tip of the iceberg.
This iceberg. Before it melts, we wanted to make sure you could stand there with us.
All right. Let's get into it.
All right. First headline, rumor.
First headline.
Headline.
We're doing headlines.
Headlines. This ain't rumors.
At this point of the year, well, we'll get to rumors. It all blends together at this point of the year.
You know,
rumor,
what's
headline,
true.
What's true, what's false.
Football's a soap opera.
All right. First headline, Seahawks, Lynch, fined $20,000 for obscene gesture versus Packers.
What was the gesture? Do we have got a gif? We have
he grabbed his crotch.
Well, that is not part of the game. I don't
he
believe.
Ran into the end zone. You know what the first thing he did was?
Grab himself.
That's right.
I mean, you'd think he'd hold on to that football before he held on to himself.
Well, that was a $20 crotch grab, so...
$20?
Oh, it's
$20,000.
$20,000. $20, it's like...
$20
is like... The commissioner's like, I want a couple beers after work.
He's like, do I want a steak or do I want to grab my crotch at the football game?
Next headline. Well, let's give a little context here. So, the biggest news around the NFL this week has been an allegation, you could say a juicy rumor, that the Patriots deflated some of their footballs before the Colts game.
Do teams just have access to all the footballs?
Yeah, each team brings their own footballs.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how it works. Well,
why?
I don't know.
What? I could bring a tennis ball and say, these are all my footballs.
Yeah, and the ref would say, sounds good.
That's weird.
It's a little weird.
And if it's deflated, it's easier to grip? Is that the...
Yeah, the whole thing is that they're saying they're easier to throw and catch in the cold.
Okay, have you ever thrown a deflated basketball? That thing flops all over the place.
I haven't, Loaf. How would you describe that
I would
sensation?
Describe it as trying to throw a pizza, like a pizza dough.
Uh-huh. You're trying to stretch out the dough.
You're throwing it, but like you're trying to throw it. You're not tossing it up like a little pancake pizza pie. You're tossing it like a throw, like a croquet ball. Mm. Even though I know you hit those with a mallet, but think of the weight. Think about it.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
And imagine that it you took all the air out of that.
Sounds like it could really change the game.
We could.
Let's be honest.
This sounds like the most important headline that we could possibly come across.
Let's get a little perspective here.
Okay.
How people are feeling about this. Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, said he expects an apology from the NFL if no ball tampering is found.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, Loaf?
I feel that's appropriate if that's, you know, you would expect that if you were innocent, it would be publicly recognized that you...
But do you get a little sorry?
NFL just, like, tweets... We're sorry.
Our bad.
You're good. And this, you said those the Patriots who deflated the balls.
Allegedly.
Okay. Loaf, I was worried. Okay. Loaf. Alleged.
This is all very alleged.
This is all allegory.
That's right.
I was worried for a second that the Seahawks were the ones who did it, but allegedly, and that imagine how crushed number 12 guy would be.
Oh, we love the 12 guy
if
here.
12 guy
if in the basement. We are big 12 guy guys.
If they're was a 12 guy out there. The 12 guy.
We're guy 13 and 14.
We usually conga line into the stadium right behind 12 guy.
Bill Belichick, coach of the Patriots, he said he's shocked by the controversy.
Yeah?
He said he had no idea. He doesn't know anything about this.
How does... I mean, if they bring their own footballs, he's got to know.
Listen, the man's got a lot going on.
Is this... What if the Illuminati...
Whoa.
The Illuminati runs Whoa. The Patriots.
Loaf.
Hear me out.
I mean, deflated footballs is one allegation.
But hear me out now, okay? Hear me out. Ever play any of those football games, any of the Madden games, between, like, Y2K, since your computers all stopped working, and now?
Yeah.
Patriots are always the best team.
Well.
Okay, maybe that was just the last time I played a football game. Might have been 2006. But think about it. Patriots and Rams were always the two best. At least in that game.
I feel like the Rams are not very good right now.
Well, they're not in the Super Bowl, so I guess that can attest. But, the Patriots...
Wait, where are you going with this, Loaf?
I'm saying the Patriots are always seemingly the best team out there.
Okay.
And so, how are they always the best? They could be allegedly deflating their footballs. They could be... This could all be the work of the global power. I think... A global power is deflating footballs and is probably, it's a huge conspiracy that should be looked into.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, Loaf Baskets, throwing down some serious allegations. Forget deflated footballs, we got a new world order coming
our way. This is a deflated world order we're talking about here.
Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said that the deflated balls didn't affect the AFC title game outcome.
And who is this?
The coach of the Vikings.
Coach of the Vikings, I'm sure as he heard this news, his brother was composing some very serious music in which it probably weighed upon him much heavier. I can just assume that's what happened.
Andrew Luck said things tend to be, quote, blown out of proportion.
Blown out of proportion? It's deflated.
That's the joke, Loaf.
Oh.
Good job.
Glad we caught that one.
So, some things happened in the Seahawks game. One of those things... One of those events, Michael Bennett celebrated the Seattle Seahawks NFC Championship win over the Green Bay Packers by taking a police bike for a spin around CenturyLink Field.
He just picked one up and started going around.
Yeah, it was very surreal. You were looking at the TV, you were like, well, did that comeback really happen? And then you see a grown man, more than grown man, on a bike riding around the field, and you're like, did that really happen?
Did he get in trouble for that?
I don't think so. There's a picture of this cop smiling at...
Hey, cool, take my bike. I wonder if they just have like police with bikes at the ready to divvy out to players.
You never know. It's like it's like a roadies at a rock show, you know?
Yeah, it's like what if they're
standing in there with the guitars ready for the guy, holding it out.
They got the bikes ready and they got a little basket on the front for the football.
Just tuck it in.
They should probably do some kind of version of mashup of football and polo, but with police bikes. Yeah? Who needs horses when you got raw human engineering there?
Richard Sherman said that Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seahawks, is a mental giant.
A mental giant?
Mm-hmm.
We got someone going for, is it Mesa? What is that?
Black Mesa?
No, not Black Mesa. Not Marfa. I can't think. What's that organization where people are smart?
You talking about Mensa?
Mensa. Well, we got a Mensa, someone at Mensa here playing football. We got someone going for the Scholastic Bowl. I thought we were playing the Super Bowl, not the Scholastic Bowl.
Richard Sherman also this week said,
Sherman's got a lot to say.
That's why we love him.
That's why we.
Got a lot to say. He's got a lot to say.
Let's talk.
He said, "I don't answer preschool questions."
Mm.
When asked if he's the best corner in the league,
I wouldn't answer preschool questions too. That's degrading at a Scholastic Bowl. You want at least 7th or 8th grade questions. Isn't that when that's going down?
Scholastic is, to me, Loaf, mm-hmm. Scholastic is mostly about a book sale.
Scholastic Bowl is secretly just an Oprah Favorite Things book club.
I think it's secretly just a book sale where you convince your parents to let you buy the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's a very good point. Or some kind of encyclopedia of wacky facts.
I was recently looking at some books, and I noticed that Scholastic is now publishing their own book of records so that they get that Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow.
Book. Yeah, they're really cutting out the middleman.
As far as world records are concerned.
As far as world record books that you buy at book sales.
They probably got like a favorite book in there, and it's just the book you're reading. But, you know, I thought Scholastic Bowl was... I mean, apparently they're a company, but I always thought that was basically like Jeopardy for like middle school kids. I don't know, did you grow up doing that?
I did not.
It was basically, you know, you hit the buzzer, you say, here's my answer, and they say yes or no, and then you go to state.
Nope.
Well, there's a little Scholastic Bowl for you.
Mark Trestman,
mm-hmm.
as you said, we're here in Chicago, ex-head coach of the Bears.
Okay.
He got fired since we last spoke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like 10 seconds ago?
A little bit more than that.
Since a couple
more seconds, Logan.
Oh, since last time we were in the basement.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, he's the Ravens offensive coordinator.
One team's trash, another man's treasure. Team's treasure.
That's what they say. And
one team's
Denver's
coach.
Trash is now our treasure. We got John Fox.
One team's coach is another team's offensive coordinator. Right. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. You got it. Let's switch over to some, remember Josh Gordon, the guy who was selling cars this year? We talked about him a little bit.
Is he still doing that?
Well, he wasn't. He was playing football again.
Ooh.
But he just failed an alcohol test. I don't know what that means.
That means he can't play football and he can't drive cars.
How do you fail an alcohol test? What is an alcohol test?
Do you, like, name this beer? And he's like, Bud Light. Wrong.
It's Miller Light.
Yeah, it's a little Keystone.
He faces a one-year banishment.
From no beer?
From the NFL.
Okay, I was asking if you had a prohibition put upon this man specifically for misidentifying.
You got Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Josh Gordon. A car dealership.
The Illuminati deflating footballs.
It's very serious year for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Let's switch over to some the other game. Little
hockey?
Nope.
Mm.
Patriots game.
Ah, okay.
Because we kind of got to, you know, talk about the two teams in the Super Bowl.
Got to talk about the Hawks and the Pats.
Yeah. And we've talked about the Hawks a little bit. We got Mental Giant. We got
Patrick Kane.
We got Grabbing Your Crotch.
Mm-hmm. Crotch Giant.
Julian Edelman said about Brady, quote, "I truly love that man."
Who doesn't love the Brady Bunch?
I've never seen it.
It was a classic. I don't... No surprise to me.
Why is that?
I mean, it's America's favorite family, right?
But I haven't seen it.
But do you reside in America?
Yeah.
Your birth certificate claims that you can only be up to the second favorite family in America due to a pre-residing position of the Brady Bunch. Maybe the Partridge Family. So maybe you can get third. I don't know. You're legally bound.
Next headline. False alarm.
Mm. For what?
Rob Gronkowski might not have gotten the best sleep last night. A fire alarm at the New England Patriots hotel went off this morning. Thankfully, the hotel was not on fire.
My question is, how are these headlines become headlines? Does someone hang out with Gronk, and they're like, or does he come into, like, everything you ever say in the NFL is recorded, like, ooh, man, you know, I don't know if I slept well last night. Boom, headline! Instantly! Tweet! Out! Words automated. Illuminati watching. Posting.
To show you how interested people were in that, there were 84 comments on that news story.
Most of them were probably like, man, I didn't sleep that well either.
Yeah, as soon as someone has something bad going on, you're like, well, you know,
and you got a comment,
it's not going that great for me.
Then you get a comment responding to that comment saying like, oh man, I hope you sleep better tonight. And then someone else says, ha ha.
And then someone else says, first. Next headline. Brady's father says it will, quote, end badly for quarterback.
That's kind of a bummer. If you're like, Dad, why'd you say that? Come on. I would never tell my little baskets that they couldn't do it. And Brady's been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
Like what, like 3 years? 4 years?
A little bit more than
10
that.
10 years? 20 years? Come out of the womb throwing footballs?
That's Brady, baby.
All right, here's what it comes down to.
Break it down for me, love.
We've done headlines and rumors, you know, things people talk about, allegations, world orders, favorite families.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think is going to win on Super Bowl Valentine's Day?
I got to go with the Patriots.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a nationalism, Patriots? Have you been paid by the greater world power to endorse the Patriots? Have they deflated your hope in the Hawks? Allegedly.
I think any team that has some serious allegations, deserves a win.
Yeah.
You know, just give it to them.
Just let them have it.
Let them have it. They've been through a lot. They've been digging through their ball bag all week. Give them the win.
I'm pretty pumped for the headline, team allegedly wins the Super Bowl. And then there's a controversy in which there's a lot of math.
A recount.
Particularly calculus.
Mm.
To determine who exactly won.
Because,
You know, last time something like that happened, Al Gore wasn't president anymore.
That's right.
You know, you always gotta count twice. And even if the score is like 32-2, you know, depends who has more people in the Electoral College between the Seahawks and the Patriots.
That's a very good question. You know, New England though is like 2, 3.
It's a bunch of states.
Four or five.
That, you know, so New England, where are they based at?
The stadium is in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Lowell.
Okay, so it's in Mass.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Delaware Dogs or the Vermont Vermin? Where are these teams?
What about the Maine Manhandlers?
Maine Manhandlers. You got the Rhode Island Roadies.
Mm.
Where else we got? The Connecticut... the Connecticut
CrossFits.
CrossFits. The Pennsylvania P90Xers.
Pennsylvania is not in New England, Loaf.
It's up there. It's east of the Mississippi, New England. Wait, technically Old England, right? Because that's where we landed. The St. Charles Firsts.
Is that like an article comment?
Wait, St. Charles, the suburb. Charleston, isn't that where we landed? Where are the Pilgrims at? The Pennsylvania Pilgrims. There we go. They'll take their Super Bowl one day.
I'm just gonna go and keep reading some headlines here.
Okay.
As I find them. Seattle suburb bans cheese prior to Packers game.
Bans cheese?
They ban cheese loaf.
Yeah, I mean,
how does that sit with you?
Prior to the Packers game?
Yeah.
That can't sit well for anyone. Well, I mean, I guess. What if it was an informed decision to lower the saturated fat content of the state of Seattle? And by state of Seattle, I mean city within the state.
But this was a suburb, love.
A local government decision to lower the saturated fat intake of its citizens. I say it's responsible. You ever look how much saturated fat's in cheese?
It's a lot, love.
It's a lot. You can just eat a stick of butter and you get less, I feel.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
I mean, I've done that.
Yeah, how did it taste?
It tasted like butter, I'm not gonna lie.
Were you in a butter eating contest? How did this?
I was a child, and I took a bite out of a stick of butter.
Uh-huh.
And I put it back, and I got in trouble. But it tasted good. I don't regret
it. What drove you? Were you hungry?
I liked butter, and I saw it.
So you like something, you go for it.
Yeah, it was like ice cream, but it was just butter.
Well, ice cream's a little different, Loaf.
Kind of. But if you see ice cream, and you can just take it, do you not take it?
Yeah, I take it.
You take it, see? It was like butter. I'm butter, you're glue.
It's kind of like ice cream.
It's kind of like ice cream. Now, here's some for you.
Wow.
That's the saying.
You should open up a butter store.
Butterscotch, butter burgers, butter parlor. I never ate her. Any other controversies? Oh, hey, not to deflate your headlines, but you never asked me who I thought was going to win the Super Bowl.
Loaf.
Benny.
Who's going to win? Break it down.
Well, first of all, the only thing that could...
I think there's going to be a lot of math involved in this.
There's probably going to be a lot of math. If you look at the integral
mm-hmm.
of the derivative
mm-hmm.
of... If you know, you gotta look at the shape of the field.
Uh-huh.
The shape of the field's real important, you know.
What's the shape?
Some people say it's a rectangle. Some people say it's a quadrilateral.
Some people say it's an eye on top of a pyramid.
That's true. Some people say the whole NFL is an eye on top of a pyramid. But within that pyramid, one of those quadrilaterals is going to affect the entire game.
Mm. Now, which one is it going to be? So do we have to look at the stars here, or we got...
Dancing with the Stars. I think maybe Illuminati runs that too. But, back on track. Seahawks, they got a cool logo.
Yeah, it's a bird face.
It's a bird... they got a bird face. Patriots, is that just a dude?
It's a Patriot face.
A Patriot
face. Battle of the faces.
Can you pull it up? Can we pull up that logo? This is gonna. All right, that person got a really. It's like Jay Leno with a hat.
So what does that mean for the outcome, Love?
I don't know. I feel like you could replace that entire top half with the Seahawks logo for the Super Bowl outcome.
You know, but you that means that, neither team wins.
Or does it mean that both do? Can't they walk away as friends? Can't they just deflate this competition and move forward?
No.
Allegedly, they can. Well,
but you still haven't told me who's going to win, Love. You've been doing the math for like the last 5 minutes.
At least 5 minutes. I think it's going to be the Seahawks. Because they're going to be having less saturated fat leading up to the event, which could cause less
health... That affects the calculus.
Less health complications,
mm-hmm.
better performance in players' ankles,
mm-hmm.
And overall a more responsibly self-aware team.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need to deflate footballs to win.
Mm.
Maybe the Pats do.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. Maybe they don't. Though, ultimately, okay, if the Illuminati is in fact running the Patriots are going to win. that is my... And
so what are you saying? What's the team?
The team? If the Illuminati...
But you've already said that the Illuminati are definitely running the
Patriots. Then I guess it's going to be the Patriots. All but right. I want to say, as... 13th or 14th guy,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping the Seahawks win.
Hoping they pull it out,
because, you know, I think the rest of this country needs to cut out that saturated fat. Boom.
And that was your boys,
Loaf Baskets,
Benny Football,
here in the basement to close out the season.
We'll be here sitting for multiple days straight waiting for the Super Bowl to begin.
I pitched the tent. I will not see my family until after the Super Bowl is done.
About the store?
We don't got... I already bought... It's like Y2K for me. You know, you gotta prepare at least 2 months. Pitch the tent down here. The one problem is that the Baskets household does not have a bathroom in the basement.
So what are you doing?
So, I planned for this.
Uh-huh.
I have a system.
Uh-huh. What is that system?
Basically buy boxes of...
Capri Sun?
Capri Sun and sliders, and fashioned some kind of repository out of those. I'll put it in the corner, don't worry.
Thank you, Loaf. I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Yeah, no worries. You know, we gotta put football first, family second. Wait, I'm sorry. We gotta put the Brady Bunch first, alongside football, family second, yourself third.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This has been Penny Loafers.
Coming at you.
We'll see you soon.